It's beyond art. It's a magic trick, you know. Real magic.
It's sports news skewered. The sports kebab.
Comedians talking about comedy, and then we get led into the sports kebab with Jared Carlin.
Yes, I'm always introed by like Seinfeld or Chris Rock. Or
yeah.
Nate Bargatze. And now me. Yes, this is the sports kebab. It is sports news skewered every Friday, 9:30 a.m. If you guys ever miss it, of course, you can find it on the app, arizonasports.com. Subscribe to the Bickley Murata podcast. And if anyone out there doesn't subscribe to the podcast, get the hell out of here right now. You losers, turn off the radio. Get the hell away from my mic. You don't deserve this goodness. I'm, of course, referring to Bucks player Patrick Beverley refusing to let a female reporter interview him because she didn't subscribe to his podcast. Is anyone else tired of this loser's antics? Okay. Patrick Beverley is a dirty player. He's a jerky guy. He's an agitator. And you might say, well, there's been other players like that in the NBA, right? But unlike them, he never actually wins anything. He's Lamond Green. No. He is Dennis Frodman. I mean, he's Bruce Hohen. This Patrick Beverley, he claims to be a great teammate, right? A player that anyone would want. Yet he's been on 7 teams in 7 years. That guy's been infecting more locker rooms than athlete's foot. I mean, seven teams in 7 years is crazy, especially because to get to each new city, he has to drive his tiny car filled with 10 of his friends wearing makeup and red noses. Look, I'm not saying Patrick Beverley is a clown, but when he leaves a team, people say they have big shoes to fill, and they mean it literally. So I'm tired of this guy's nonsense, right? I've spent too much time on him and other sports stuff already. I actually had to go back and catch up on real, actual local sports. In fact, just this morning, I went back and watched the entire Matt Ishbia and James Jones press conference. And after watching it, let me be the first to say, congratulations to the Suns on defeating the Timberwolves and advancing in the playoffs. That must have been what happened, right? I mean, the odd tone of this press conference was so positive, you would never know that the Suns actually got swept in the first round. Now the national media is saying Ishbia was delusional and defiant and completely over his head. That is no way for an owner of an NBA to behave. Now, an owner's son in the NHL, maybe, but not an owner in the NBA. Personally, I love Matt Ishbia, and I love his commitment to win, but you have to admit when things go wrong. I mean, the Suns had a really disappointing season, and they were dominated by the Timberwolves. Their big guys, Karl Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert, had their way. I haven't seen a cat and a Frenchman cause that much chaos since the old Pepe Le Pew cartoons.
Pepe Le Pew.
Pepe Le Pew.
I remember Pepe Le Pew.
A cat and a Frenchman. Mm-hmm. Now, throw in Anthony Edwards' crotch chop taunt, and that was a painful series exit. Seriously, if that loss stung anymore, Matt Hilton would have to come and remove it. Matt Hilton, of course, the new local folk hero who made national news, a pest control beekeeper who removed a swarm of bees from the Diamondback Stadium before a game. Hilton told us that the key to remove it was get rid of the queen bee and the hive will follow. I mean, I haven't seen someone try to eliminate a queen during a baseball game like that since Reggie Jackson and the Naked Gun. So the Diamondbacks have a big series this weekend, but that is not the most anticipated event this weekend. That would be the Netflix roast of Tom Brady.
Baby.
Yeah, it's scheduled to have some big stars, big athletes, but perhaps most interestingly, Bill Belichick will be on hand for this roast. Now, guys, believe it or not, I actually have exclusive audio.
Oh.
Of Bill's roast set. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Let's go to the videotape here. Thank you to the man of the hour, Tom Brady, and to Netflix, where this will air. Now, for anyone who doesn't have Netflix, don't worry. One of my assistants is in the back here secretly recording the whole event to watch later. Many people don't know, but I actually love these things. In fact, the only thing I don't like to roast are coffee beans.
I don't know, coffee. I like coffee.
Tom was an amazing QB and could dominate against any defense, including blitzes and press coverage. Fun fact, press coverage is also how Tom describes the kisses he gives his son's lips. In conclusion, I'll say no one worked harder than Tom Brady. No one spent more time at the stadium than Tom. No one spent more time in the film room than Tom. And because of that, no one spent more time in his bedroom than Giselle's jiu-jitsu instructor.
Oh, jeez. Bill's brutal.
Bill Belichick, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn, Bill. Yes. Okay.
Anyway, thank you very much. There you go. There's the sports one.
Next up, Lisa Lampanelli. Yes. Jared Carlin. Bringing it on the Sports Kebab. Follow him at Twitter at JarrettGC.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.